Come, let us return to the Lord. Prophet Hosea 6:1-6. Then number 25, our climbing towards the mountain of Iftah, through the desert of prayer, fasting, and works of mercy. The beginning of turning back to the Lord is a humbled, contrite heart, which the Lord will never spurn. Only a humbled, contrite heart can turn sincerely to the Lord to receive mercy and forgiveness. Not the heart that judges others and never accepts being a sinner. Never the heart that will never admit his or her error, but only specializes in pointing out what the other people have done. This heart can never return to the Lord. That's why Jesus uses the image of the two people who went into the temple to pray as an illustration, the Pharisee and the publican. We must clarify one thing. The publican was saying, no, I fast, I pray, and I don't commit adultery, I don't steal, I don't lie like this man. There is one truth. It is not the same thing being a liar and being somebody sincere. No, God wants us to be sincere. It's not the same thing living in adultery and fornication and living a pure life. God wants us to live a pure life. It is not the same thing belonging to a cult, not going to church, deceiving people, and being sincere and a true worshiper. There are no two ways about that. God wants us to be holy, honest, sincere. It's not the same thing sleeping on Sunday, drinking, not going to church, and going to church and praying. No, you have to go, you have to pray. But it is not for you to believe, because you are doing this, you don't have any sin. The greatest sin is not to admit being a sinner. And the greatest obstacle to holiness is not having the promptitude to go and confess your sin. This is the third weekend and going to the fourth week of Lent. The Pope has led the penitential service of the weekend that is called 24 hours for the Lord, with an invitation of let us turn to a new life, a renewed life, with the confession. This is time to return to the Lord. And the official way of returning to the Lord is going and kneeling and saying, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And mention your name with your sins with name and surname. As you refrain from criticizing and pointing fingers only to other people and believing you have no sin or you are better than others, the mantle of the humble blessed Virgin may cover you, that you have a humble, contrite heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Saturday, 9th of March.